Shalom Aleichem, our learning, Shubi Le'ili Nishmas Rachel Imenu, from Nesetzi Finkel, and the Mori Naim, is your tetzar today. Shalom to be Yitzchus Refuah Shalema, Shoshana Bas Leia, and Moshe Tzvi Befrida Simcha. So to start with our Hachnasas Orchim questions, as we know, the Parsha talks about Hachnasas Orchim. Rabbi Zilberstein brings down an amazing Shiloh. In 2009, when unfortunately the rocket fire was nonstop from the Gaza Strip, and Israel found themselves in another war, like they did this past summer in Tafshin Ayin Dalet. A lot of refugees from the south had to leave their homes. One of these refugees came to a family in Yerushalayim. Rav Zilberstein quotes them as the Levi family. I'm not sure if that's their exact name. But the Levi family took in this certain refugee, and he had a lot of Hakar Satov to this family. Also from this neighborhood was a next-door neighbor. Zilberstein quotes him as Shimon, and Shimon always invited him over for meals, trying to make his stay more comfortable. So we had the Levi family, who took him in, Shimon, who tried to invite him as much as possible to come over for meals, and then Reuven was another person who helped out, but not as much as Shimon did. When the war ended, Baruch Hashem, and the refugee was able to return home, he left an envelope for the Levi family of $500, and he also left an envelope on Shimon's table for Hakar Satov for his help when he was helped by him giving him the meals. And the note read as follows: "For my dear neighbors, thank you so much for your help and hospitality." So Shimon was very, very happy for this generous gift. You know, he didn't expect it at all. But when he saw the letter and it said "Thank you for my dear neighbors," Shimon thought, maybe he's also referring to Reuven, meaning he didn't say Reuven in the thank you, but he said neighbors. If he's saying neighbors, maybe he's including Reuven also, because he gave the Levi family their own envelope. Maybe he's including Reuven. So now is Shimon obligated now to be able to give part of the money to Reuven because Reuven also helped out, but not as much as he did, or is he not obligated? So Rav Zilberstein quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omer Beis, that a man passed away and he left behind a will. He ordered that the fortune be given to his sons. However, he only had one son and one daughter. The Gemara brings down the question, what did he mean? Why did he see his sons? If he only had one son and one daughter, what does that mean? Is it normal for people to refer to a single son as sons? Or maybe the deceased really meant to include his daughter in the will? The Gemara asks that question. The sons refer to the son and the daughter, or just the son? Abai gives a great answer. Abai quotes a pasuk from Parshas Vayigash. It said, the pasuk says, "Ubnei Dan Chushim," right? The sons of Dan was Chushim. The fact that the Gemara, the pasuk, refers to Dan's son Chushim in the plural sense shows you maybe even in a plural way, a single child can be quoted in a plural way. The Gemara accepts this as a certain proof, but it doesn't really explain why Chushim is why a singular son can be called plural. How does that make sense? If it's Chushim is only one person, how is he called plural? So Rav Zilberstein quotes the Sefer Simcha Chadasha from Rav Shlomo Sovol, who explains that a single son can be referred to in the plural. Why? Because that son has the potential and capability to be able to bring other children into the world. He himself is only one child, but he has the ability to produce many more grandchildren. He has the ability to produce more children. And he brings down an amazing chiddush that he explains that when one person has the ability to produce more, that could be called plural as well. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch. He brings down an Or Chaim Simon Reish Tez Zayin in Hilchos Berchos Aperos, that if a person has one fruit, he makes a bracha, but mevarech hanosein reich tov beperos. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who gives off good fragrance to fruits. But he only has one fruit. Even if he only has one fruit, he still says it in the plural sense. However, when it comes to Hilchos Hechsher Kalim, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Yoredea, Simon Kuf Chaf Hilchos Hechsher Kalim, Simon Sif Gimel, Yivarech al Tvilas Kalim, a person should make a bracha al Tvilas Kalim, v'im heim shnayim al yoser. However, if he has two or more, Mevarech al Tfilas Kalim, he should make a bracha on Tfilas Kalim. So why is it, says this Sefer Simcha Chadasha, that when you have one utensil, when you only have one utensil, you say in Tefilas Keli, but if you have more, you say Tefilas Kelim. By the fruit, even if you had one fruit, you said the whole thing. But why by Tefilas Kelim, you only say one, if you only have one, you only say Tefilas Keli? Why don't you say Tefilas Kelim for only one vessel? So the Sima Chadasha wants to explain a great thing. He says, just like a fruit can, you take a seed from a fruit, it can make more fruit, right? From one little seed, from one fruit, can create more fruit. So too, a person, just like a person can be able to become more people, so too a fruit can maybe you can make more fruit. But by utensil, by a keli, you can't bring more fruit into, you can't bring more kelim into the world from a keli. That's why you should make when you have one fruit, you make a bracha of tov, hanosin rech tova peros in a plural sense, even if you only have one. But by kelim, you only make a tefilas kelim if you have one. And if you have more, then you have tefilas kelim, because by fruits it has the potential, it has the capability to be able to bring more. So Rav Zerbasin wants to explain, he says, so too by our case, a single son can be sent in a plural form, says the Sema Chadasha, because it has the capability to be able to bring in more children. However, Rav Zerbasin says, in conclusion, when it comes to our case of the refugee, the guy who's paying him back, he didn't have any intention to include Shimon's future children in the gift. He didn't have any intention for Shimon's children. It was only for Shimon himself. And therefore, it seems more likely, Rav Zerbasin said, that he referred to the next door neighbor, Reuven, as well. That Dafka, he was referring also to Reuven as well. When he said neighbors, it didn't just mean for Shimon and his children, but it meant for Reuven as well. Rav Zerbasin says, however, since there's no clear proof that he meant for Reuven as well, the other next door neighbor, Beis Din cannot force Shimon to be able to split it with Reuven. However, Rav Zerbasin doesn't say this, but I think he implies, in my opinion, that if Shimon wanted to split it with Reuven, it would be Amidas Chasidus, and he would be blessed too. So Amir to Shimon should be zochet to take Achnasas Orchim in the right way, and be like Avraham Avinu, who says Achnasas, or the Gemara says Achnasas Orchim Yosef Mikabel Pnei Shechina, and Amir to Shimon should be always have to be zochet to have guests in our home, and be zochet to have all the brachas that comes along with that.